Proclamation number 8453 of 30th of March, 1963. Why is Jesus recognition necessary? More and more urgently, humans need to be pointed to the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, because the time granted to your soul to release itself from the form is coming to an end. However, you cannot attain full freedom if your original sin has not been redeemed first, which can only be attained through the acknowledgement of Jesus as Redeemer of the world. In order to be released from guilt, it is to be recognized as guilt, and its forgiveness is to be consciously requested. And you humans can only achieve this if you believe in Jesus as the Son of God and in His act of salvation. If you yourselves know that you are the cause of His bitter suffering and death because you once became guilty and first had to be released from your guilt before you could enter the kingdom of light and bliss again. The fact that Jesus' walk across the earth took place, which ended with His death on the cross, is still disputed by many people because, for the sake of free faith, no evidence can be produced to prove it. Yet time and again people are informed that God Himself sent His Son to earth, that a being of light called into being by Him offered to walk the path across earth as a human being in order to atone for the great guilt of the past apostasy of many beings. It is also explained to people what the apostasy consisted of and why the atonement had to be made. People are clearly informed of what originally took place in the kingdom of the spirits in order to make it easy for people to believe in Jesus' act of salvation. And all people could also gain this faith if only they would prepare themselves through a life of love so that the Spirit from God could work in them. Yet this is precisely what people lack, and thus they reject everything they are told except for a few people who, in turn, endeavor to point their fellow human beings to Jesus Christ so that they can find redemption from the state they got into precisely because of the original sin which still weighs upon them unpaid. And the end comes closer. An infinitely long time of ascent development should come to an end in earthly life as a human being. But this earthly life is no longer utilized in such a way that the human being consciously turns to the one who can set him free for all eternity. He lets a great opportunity pass by as soon as he lives his earthly existence without Jesus Christ, as soon as he does not mentally unite with Him, in whom God Himself has made Himself imaginable to people and all beings. And his remorse will be very painful one day when he will realize in the kingdom of the beyond what he missed on earth. For he will also have to find him there before it becomes light around him, and the guilt of sin will burden him until he has asked Jesus for forgiveness. But then he will no longer have the opportunity to mature into a child of God, which was certainly possible for him on earth. The soul enters a completely new spiritual phase when it has been redeemed by the one who atoned for its original sin on the cross. Then the darkness in which it had lived since its apostasy from God will have fallen away from it. And the light which now shines upon it will make it immensely happy, and it will now also recognize itself as a divine being, because all imperfection has left it as well as it is free from sin and its consequences. The fact that God has to administer justice and thus demands atonement is based on His perfection and the divine law of order, and thus the human being also has to atone for everything in earthly life which burdens him as sin, as an offense against divine order, or do so in the kingdom of the beyond. But to atone for the great original sin is neither possible on earth nor in the kingdom of the beyond, because this guilt was too great and required an atonement which a human being would never be able to make. For this reason, Jesus took this guilt upon Himself for people and redeemed it through His death on the cross. Yet he demands that the human being also wants to become free from his guilt and thus consciously places himself under the cross, consciously hands over his guilt to him and asks for forgiveness. And once he has received this forgiveness, that he has been redeemed from this great original sin, he also has forgiveness for all other sins he committed in earthly life, for the man Jesus died for all sins which were and will be committed in the past, present and future. He redeemed all guilt of sin, yet the redemption from it has to be consciously requested, otherwise all fallen spiritual substances would abruptly be returned to their original state. But then no perfection of the beings into gods would be possible, which necessitates free will. But if a human being consciously acknowledges the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ as God's Son, in whom God embodied himself, then he also humbly hands himself over to him and appeals to him for help, because he is unable to resist God's adversary on his own and needs Jesus, who has defeated this enemy, who has paid his adversary the purchase price for all souls who want to be redeemed. It is and remains a matter of free will to become free from the great guilt as well as from all sins the human being has committed in the flesh. But he can find complete forgiveness, he can become free from all guilt because one took this guilt upon himself out of love and mercy, because he suffered unspeakably and died the most agonizing death in order to spare people the unspeakable suffering they would have had to take upon themselves in order to make a just atonement. You can become free of all guilt, yet it is up to you whether you accept the immeasurable grace, whether you allow yourselves to be redeemed, for you will not be forced to do so. Nor can the act of salvation take effect on you against your will and grant you full freedom which you do not desire. For this reason you can only ever be advised to turn to the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. You can only ever be admonished not to pass him by. You can only ever be truthfully informed about Jesus and his act of salvation. But you have to take the path to the cross yourselves of your own free will. And you will truly not regret it if you listen to those who step into your path as God's messengers in order to enlighten you. Then your earthly path will not be an idle one, for then you will certainly also reach the goal of entering the kingdom of light and be to be freed from sin. Amen.